morning. Good morning, everyone. Again, Happy New Year. It's just a blessing to see another day. And before I get started, I'd just like to have a little prayer. Father God, first of all, you know, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
We thank you for the abundant blessings, Lord God, that you have bestowed on each and every one of us, Lord
God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord, as we are about to get into your word, Lord God, we know it's your word, Lord, that transforms us, Lord God. It's your word that revives us, Lord God. It's your word that gives us refuge and peace, Lord God. And as we are about to partake in your word, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that it would just resonate with us, Lord God, and that we would meditate on it and chew on it, Lord God, so that it would stir our hearts, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord God, because we would not be anywhere without it. We need it, Lord God. And we thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Now, start off with, I just wanted to say, for many of us, 2020 was a very different from what we expected. There are some memorable moments and definitely some moments we would like to forget. However, as we look back at 2020, we thank God for all that he's done.
Yes.
And as we move forward now in 2021, we trust God for all that he will do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'd like to encourage you today with some familiar scriptures to help us continue on our journey through 2021. Amen.
Amen.
And these scriptures are very familiar, but they're the scriptures to me that just kind of hold us together and keep us, you know. So as everybody was talking this morning, you know, we ought to praise God because of every day that he wakes us up. So one of the most familiar scriptures out there is Psalm 118 and 24. And in the Voice is page 714, and everybody knows it. But you know it the old-fashioned way. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But in the Voice it says, this is the day the eternal God has made. Let us celebrate and be happy. And I said, okay, Lord, celebrate. So celebrate. I looked that up. Honor, praise, rejoice, feeling good, great delight. I was like, So as I pondered on this is the day the Lord has made, I made it personal to me. I said, you know what, Lord? It is a day that you've made. And you know what? I am going to rejoice and be glad in it no matter what. I'm making it personal. I'm going to make that choice. And that's what we have to do. Make it personal to our lives. To make the choice that no matter what, we're going to rejoice. We all know that some days are tougher than others, but learning to choose joy in hard times takes effort and action on our part. It first of all requires us for our hearts to be pure and our hands to be clean. God is faithful, and he will help us choose wisely. No matter what our day brings, God's goodness and love will carry us through the most difficult times. We've all been there. Jesus came to give us hope and freedom, and he is the very reason we can live with joy in the midst of the battle and have peace that is unexplainable to the world. He gives us the grace and the strength to face every obstacle and trial. Let this verse be a reminder that every day is a gift from God. No matter what the circumstances are, we can still have joy. We know that every day we wake up, there is uncertainty, but we leave it in the hands of the one who is certain, and that is God. Amen. All right, we've got Jeremiah. I'm going to give you the rest because I would like people, you know, I'd like you to participate. So go to Jeremiah 29:11, page 918 in the Voice. And then we have Isaiah 40 and 31. page 839. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, page 738. And Philippians 4, 6, and 7, page 1447. Let me know if you need me to go over any of that again.
Philippians 4.
6 and 7.
Page
1447. Jeremiah 29:11, page 918. Isaiah 40:31, page 839. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, page 738. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, page 1447. Okay. Now, Jeremiah 29:11. We all know that one. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal. Plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Never forget that. I thought that was so profound. Never forget that. God always has a plan. This is not a promise that God will immediately rescue us from challenges and hardships that we face, but it is a promise that God has a plan for our lives to keep us moving forward. He wants us to continually trust him when we find ourselves struggling. Sometimes the struggle can be so difficult, we can get lost in it and start to lose hope. Whatever you're being challenged with may be something, something that God is preparing you for. He has a purpose for you in your life. While fulfilling that purpose, it will help you to grow closer to him. Keep believing that God is up to something, even when you can't see it. This verse is a reminder that God loves and cares for you, and he wants the best for you, regardless of what you're facing. He has a plan. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Somebody read Isaiah 40 and 31 for me, please.
It says, but those who trust in the Eternal One will regain their strength. They will soar on wings as eagles. They will run never winded, never weary. They will walk never tired, never faint.
Amen. Amen. That right there, trusting in God to renew our strength. How many times does our strength need to be renewed? So many times. There are difficulties in life that can overwhelm the strongest of people. They can stumble and fall because they're relying on their own strength. But we know relying on our strength alone, that's totally insufficient. Only the power from God is sufficient to sustain us. Only his hand can shelter us from the storms of life. The Lord is a God of comfort and grace, and he never goes back on his word or gets weary. How about that? Mm-hmm. God never grows weary of it. His love gives grace to the humble and renews the strength of those that wait upon him by faith. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. The wind of God will lift up an eagle's wings and carry us through the stresses and strains of life in the power of the Holy Spirit. This verse is a reminder to look to God for our source of power and renewed strength. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Page 738.
3, 5, and 6. 5 and 6. Place your trust in the Eternal. Rely on him completely. Never depend on your own ideas and inventions. Give him the credit for everything you accomplish, and he will smooth out and straighten the road that lies ahead.
You know, trust. I looked at it. What does trust mean? When you trust somebody, that means you put total confidence in them. You know, you have friends that you trust,
mm-hmm.
people that you trust. But I think the trust that we need to give God is total, total dependence. We place our total confidence in him, having the assurance that he knows what is best for us, knowing that in the midst of any circumstance, he will have a solution.
Mm.
This is not always an easy task, especially when we're looking at it from our own human standpoint. Sometimes God will allow adversity just so that you have to totally depend on him. Has there ever been a place in your life when you have tried to call people? No answer. Tried this? No answer. Tried doing? No answer. And God is saying, there's no answer because I want you to look to me.
Mm.
Total dependence.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have the clarity that you need at the time, but eventually you will. This verse is a reminder that we can never, and I mean never, go wrong trusting in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Amen.
Trusting in Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, anyone?
Don't be anxious about things. Instead, pray. Pray about everything. He longed to hear your request. So talk to God about your needs and be thankful for what he has come. For what has come. Verse 7. And know that the peace of God, a peace that is beyond any and all of our human understanding, will stand watch over you, watch over your heart and minds in Jesus, the anointed one.
Amen. 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 I tell you, anxiety hits us all through, you know, it just does. It depends on the situation. And sometimes you can spend so much time worrying about things that you often lose sight of what's right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's word tells us, but there's no need to fret. No need to be anxious. He said, instead, come to me. Bring it to me. Because I can do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no need to fret and worry, especially about things we can't change.
Mm-hmm.
The solution is to give the problem over to the only one who can actually do something about it.
Mm.
When we pray, God doesn't promise that he's going to give us the answer we want, but he does promise to give us peace no matter what the answer is.
Mm. Hallelujah. Say that again.
This, he doesn't promise to give us the answer we want when we pray. But he does promise to give us peace no matter what the answer is.
Mm. Mm.
So this verse is a reminder that when you pray, God will give you his peace. Amen.
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 I just want you to take these scriptures and hide them in your heart so that when the time comes and you need a reminder, because we all need reminders when we're in certain situations, they'll come back to you. And there's so many more scriptures, but these were just ones that were near and dear to me. But it's just so many, because I was thinking of so many of them. But these are the ones that God has helped me with so much, to trust him completely. And that's still a challenge, but I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm so thankful for that. Let us pray. Father God, you are so faithful.
Yes.
And if we look at the past year, we'll find that you have been with us and you've been working in our lives, even when we didn't realize it.
Mm.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this new year.
Thank you.
I thank you for how your love has kept us through the previous year and brought us to where we are right now here today.
Thank you.
Help us to gain complete trust and dependence on you. Because without you, we will fail.
Yes.
Jesus. We love, honor, and glorify you today.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name I pray. Thanks.